did ask for a very high cash bond.
Right.
What's the reason behind that?
The reason I stated to the judge, and that is that when the charges are high and the state has strong evidence, it provides an incentive for a defendant to flee, and we don't want to see that. We're going to pursue this prosecution. We want Mr. Buckey to be in court for each proceeding, and that's why we asked for it.
You did ask about, actually, you did comment about evidence found in the home.
Right.
Apparently some blood evidence that's still being analyzed. And
that's correct.
Where was that found?
Well, I don't recall every place. We're not talking about pools of blood. We're talking about droplets of blood and so forth. Some was found in the living room. Now, Mr. Buckey, I recognize as a hunter, but I doubt very much he was hunting in his own living room. And that is one of the pieces of evidence that we're relying on for probable cause in this case. And before we go any further, I want to point out that these are just allegations at this point. Mr. Buckey is presumed innocent until he's proved otherwise.
You mentioned a shallow grave possibly found in the yard?
There was an area of disturbed dirt. I don't think it was in the yard. I think it was further out on the property. It appeared, it had the look of a shallow grave. There was nothing in it. Obviously, law enforcement did check, but when the cadaver dog was allowed to make a pass over it, he did indicate that there was the odor of decomposing flesh there. So,
have we determined the cause of death at this point? I know you mentioned some stab wounds and strangulation.
I don't have the final autopsy report yet. All I know about is the injuries. Obviously, Ms. Buckey is dead, as far as what the exact cause of death is, I can't give you that. I'm not a pathologist, and I don't have the pathologist's report yet. So,
do you know when we'll get that?
No, I have no idea. Sometimes it takes a while.
Are there possibilities of other charges being filed in this case, additional charges?
I don't know. I can't say that there won't be, but on the other hand, I went over what we have very carefully and decided on the charges that I've made. So.
And he claims he was hunting?
No. No, I indicated that he is a hunter, and you know, there's a possibility that he will say, and I don't know if he will, but he will say that it's not human blood. Now, we're waiting for the lab to analyze that, and that's when we'll have a definitive answer, and it'll no longer matter what Mr. Buckey has to say about that, nor will it matter what I think about it. Whatever the lab comes up with, whether it's human blood or not, that's going to be our answer.
What led to the original search warrant? What was it that they came with you or came to you with to get that warrant?
Everything that I mentioned in court up to where the body was found. And, you know, certainly it was sufficient for a search warrant of the Buckey home.
Are you able to clarify whether the body was found right along the roadside or back off the road floodways?
No. And I haven't received any reports from the Taylor County Sheriff's Department yet. They're the ones that, body was actually found by two civilians, but Taylor County Sheriff's Department was the agency that responded to the place where the body was found. I haven't seen their reports yet. So I really don't know whether it was near the road, off the road, or what the story was.
Is there any reason to believe that there may be charges against other people filed in this case?
I have no reason to believe that.
Can the time of death be determined yet? Or?
No, not the pathologist will have the final word on that. And Like I said, I don't have his report yet.
You mentioned a dispute over divorce between Anita and Mark, by the sounds of it. Was that something Mark told law enforcement?
Yes.
And can you be more specific about what he told law enforcement?
Well, they were, they've been separated for a brief time, I believe 2 weeks or possibly longer, but not a real long time. And it was clear that from what Mr. Buckey told law enforcement that he was interested in having a divorce, and she was, Ms. Buckey, the victim, was interested in possibly divorcing. So we know that that was one of the factors that had to be looked at.
So. Possibly someone else who could be involved in any of this?
I have no information that somebody else is involved at this time.
Do you know if he was involved with someone else during this whole situation, if there was someone else who was maybe dating or anything like that?
He did admit to having a girlfriend.
How would you describe the case you've built so far against the accused?
Well, I believe that it's a strong case, but again, I have one side of this argument, and Mr. Buckey has the other. These are allegations until I prove my case. So while I think it's strong, certainly I don't want to indicate that people should automatically presume that Mr. Buckey's guilty. He's not. He's not until that's determined either by the court or by a jury.
Just to clarify, I don't want to make an inference that's incorrect. It's your thought that some of the dispute behind the divorce led to some sort of physical violence which may have led to her death. Is that a fair statement?
I'm not going to expound on my theory of the case at this point.
Okay.
There were seven stab wounds.
So. And bruises on the neck.
Bruises on the neck, yes.
Any other injuries?
Not that I'm aware of. As I said, I haven't seen the autopsy report yet. So.
Any idea where that's coming?
No. Sometimes it takes a long time. I've waited for months for the final report to come due.
Is that happening locally or down in Madison?
Down in Madison.
Has Ms. Buckeye's family been of assistance to you in building your case?
The family didn't have a lot of contact with this specific event. Most of our information came from what law enforcement was able to see and what Mr. Buckey told the investigators.
What about the witnesses that are involved? Some of the friends that you guys may have talked about? Are you guys providing them with protection and trying to still working with them, or because I know some of them seem to be a little bit scared right now still?
Well, I wasn't aware of that. I'm sorry to hear that, but we have questioned some of the friends, but again, the evidence that we relied on in bringing these charges were the things that law enforcement was able to observe and the things that Mr. Buckey actually told law enforcement. So I hate to hear that witnesses are scared. I hadn't heard that until now. And I would hope that the fact that Mr. Buckey has been arrested will alleviate any concerns that they have.
And there were indications that some areas had been cleaned.
Yes, that's correct.
Not just the truck, but in the house?
In the house, a section of carpeting was removed.
Removed,
yes, and burned.
Like the living room then? Or
Mr. Buckey told us it was from the bedroom.
Okay.
I reviewed the reports this morning. I didn't see where law enforcement said that section had been removed. But that's what Mr. Buckey told the head investigator.
For some reason? I mean.
That I'm not going to go into, but it certainly looks as if that carpeting was removed for a reason and burned.
Will you guys be talking back and forth with the victims' families?
Absolutely. Well, we don't coordinate our prosecution with the victim's family, but we certainly confer with them and provide whatever support that we can.
And where were all of those items burned? Were they burned in that burn barrel you had mentioned, or were they off of the property?
Mr. Buckey indicated that they were burned the afternoon after he discovered his wife was gone, which would have been April 26, afternoon of April 26. And he did indicate that they were burned in the burn barrel.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
your patience.